This is of an event that I've never played this clip before, George. This is of an event, an object streaked over Canada and down across western Pennsylvania, ironically in the very area where there was a sighting within the last hour and a half or so near Pittsburgh. And this is a woman from Niles, Ohio, who saw this thing. Let me just play for our audience what she had to report. She and her husband saw that night up in the northeastern corner of Ohio. Here we go.
I saw this bright lights coming towards our home, and everything started to turn blue in our bedroom, and all the area, all our backyard, and all the neighborhood was all blue. And I jumped up and I thought, oh, I don't know what to do. I was afraid that it was going to crash into us. But it had a cabin, like in the front. It was four or five windows and very bright lights, and I thought probably someone was looking out the windows. And it was a blue, green, and like a great big round spaceship. Great big, just shaped like a hamburger, you know. Uh-huh. But it was blue and green, and I think there was some orange on the back of it.
Uh-huh. And how long did you watch it, do you estimate?
I probably watched that for about maybe 5 minutes. Then I jumped up and I went to the window and I said to my husband, oh, something's happened. I said, all the backyard is blue, the treetops are blue, the drapes are blue. He was blue. Everything was blue, a beautiful blue-green. You know, they were talking about a meteorite, but it definitely was not a meteorite. Because I moved away because I was kind of frightened.
That was an event that occurred on the 25th of August, 1995, George. The reason I like to play these reports is that this was a very dramatic event. Not only dramatic, but we got many reports from people in Canada and in western Pennsylvania. And not only that, but the object that was seen was also photographed by a news team, and this was footage that I actually played in Hollywood at the National UFO Conference last month. It was a terribly dramatic event, and we just heard this woman report that she saw the object for an estimated 5 minutes. Excuse me. Now, if that is a correct estimate, even if it's only, even if it was only a minute, then clearly this object could not have been a meteor. And of course, we heard her say that she could see windows on the front end of it. This was the same object that was seen by a professional race car driver that stopped very close to the Pennsylvania Turnpike just seconds later. And there was some kind of very bizarre interaction that apparently occurred between this object when it hovered over a lonely valley in western Pennsylvania and that race car driver.
How bizarre? What happened?
Well, the gentleman called me back after our first conversation. This occurred on a Friday morning, 25th of August, 1995. The gentleman, after he had raced in Ohio, called me once he had gotten back to his home near Washington, D.C., and described what he had seen hovering over that valley as he drove west on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. What is particularly interesting about his report is the fact that after that first call, about 20 or 30 minutes later, he called back and said, oh, I forgot to mention, Peter, that for days after my sighting, I continued to experience flashes in which I saw very peculiar non-human faces being flashed before my eyes. Now, this is a classic sign of some kind of interaction. I have heard this on many occasions over the last 10 years, George. It is, in my opinion, and I think I'm correct in saying in the opinion of much more capable researchers in the field of abduction, it is a classical sign that some kind of interaction has taken place between that human and the presumed occupants of that craft.
Absolutely. And I think, Peter, it's been going on for a long time.
I do too, George. I can't prove it yet. That's the frustrating thing. But that underscores the value of programs like this to bring this information to the attention of many, many people and to let them know what's going on. Also to encourage them, if they have had experiences, to come forward, share them in written form, and we will share them anonymously with the public so people can get a handle on what may be going on right around us.